and welcome, dear listeners, to our first episode of Talang's Investor Relations Podcast. My name is Shirley Inafar, and I will be your host today. It is our aim to provide interesting insights into Talang's, our business, and topics that matter for our capital market story to you, dear listeners. But now let's start with our first episode. I am currently in the cafeteria in our Talang's atrium. For all those who don't know it yet, it is a really special workplace with so much light. In this open atmosphere, I am particularly looking forward to my first interview guest, Dr. Jan Wicker. Most of our listeners are probably aware that Jan was responsible on the Talang's board for German retail business from 2014 to August of this year. Jan assumed responsibility for the finance division in September. Hello and welcome, Jan.
Hi, Shirley, and thank you for the invitation.
Jan, you have known Talang's for many years in a responsible role. So what has changed for you since the transition from having the responsibility for the division to being a CFO?
Well, now I'm responsible for all business segments and not just for retail Germany. Therefore, it's a broader responsibility. Second, I also like to have to become the first point of contact on the management board to the capital markets. So I have discussions with a much broader audience than I had in the past.
You are not yet 100 days in the new role, but you have already completed several virtual investor roadshows and one quarterly reporting. How did you approach the new position?
Well, first of all, I've started to have discussions with plenty of people, with investors, with employees, with other partners we are working with, like regulators, rating agencies, and so on. And I really have asked myself to simply to listen to them, in order to better understand what their views on Talang's are and how we can do better in certain areas. And first of all, I really would like to thank those people who have given me a very open feedback, because it helps me to find out together with my team where we can do better.
Well, speaking of what is important to you, what does Jan Wicker stand for as a CFO?
Well, it's quite difficult to answer these questions. I hope that the others will say he stands for the trustworthiness of the company, because I believe trustworthiness is really key, in particular as being a CFO.
Talang's has always followed a conservative investment strategy. Do you intend to adhere to this?
Yes, definitely. And in particular in the current market situation, we see a hardening wholesale market currently. We have the expertise of more than 120 years in underwriting insurance risk, and we would be mad not to focus on insurance risk and to invest our capital therefore in market risk. So we will remain with our focus on insurance risk within Talang's.
Just over a fortnight ago, you presented the 9 months figures of Talang's. It was your first quarterly call with analysts and investors. In your opinion, Jan, what were the key messages of the first 9 months?
Well, in a nutshell, first of all, Talang's is growing profitably, and this is despite Corona. Second, if we look at the underlying performance of the business, it was very well looking at the combined ratios without Corona. And thirdly, we are managing the expectation towards the analysts that we will continue to pay €1.50 as a dividend per share, which is a strong number, which also shows that we stick to our promise of stable or upward dividend policy.
Thank you so much for summarizing that for us, Jan. I think the key messages will please many of our listeners. But one or two analysts, I guess, would have liked a slightly higher outlook for 2021. What would you tell them?
Well, maybe we have a conservative view, Bia, but we expect that the impact of the Corona crisis will also harm the results in 2021. Not to the extent what we've seen in 2020, but we are foreseeing reduced investment income due to lower interest rate as well as due to slightly higher default rates in our very conservative portfolios. We expect some future claims to happen, in particular in life reinsurance, due to above the threshold mortality, in particular in the United States. And in some other lines of business, we also expect some Corona-related claims to happen in 2021. And if you were to deduct for that, you would see a very strong underlying operational performance, which is also part of our outlook.
Jan, you just mentioned dampening factors. To connect to this topic, in the first 9 months of this year, there was no way around the topic of Corona and insurance. What do you take away from this period?
Well, first of all, my takeaway is that Talanx is able to adapt to new situations. We are able to adapt to the situation with regard to our customers. So we had some contracts and business closures where the clauses were not pretty clear, and we had to find a joint solution with our customer, which we did. And we were able to provide for our customer solution in this difficult situation. Second, with regard to our employees, more than 90% of our staff was able to work remotely from home. And thirdly, with regard to our balance sheet has shown strength in this crisis, and this is key if you're an insurance company in order to provide for security for your customers as well as for your investors.
The lift right here at HDI Platz only travels up to the fifth floor, so the travel time is correspondingly short. Still the question, what is your elevator pitch, Jan, with which you explain to investors why Talanx is an interesting investment?
Oh, to highlight that within 20 seconds is really difficult, but let's give it a try. First, we are a real insurance investment. We focus on underwriting risk rather than on market risk. Second, we are a stable partner both for customers and for investors. We will continue to have a solid dividend policy in place, stable or upwards. This is our agenda.
Many thanks for your powerful closing words, Jan. It was a pleasure having you here.
It was fun, Shirley. Have a good day.